Remember, typically speaking, gas and oil tend to be highly correlated in terms of their prices. But in Europe, there's a tendency, you know, there's a strong movement away from oil and oil-based commodities into gas-based commodities, more so LNG. As you see, Germany, they're doing their very best to switch more to LNG because it's a cleaner fuel. And of course, because they're simply not getting the gas, Europe is just not getting the gas from Russia. Europe will usually get about 40% of their gas from Russia. Now, out of the gas that they typically get, they're only getting about 10% of that because far, far, far less so because of the decline in supplies due to the shutdown of the Nord Stream 1 pipeline. There's one of the major pipelines that provides gas to Europe from Russia. That in itself could benefit us once the energy companies are selling our commodities, our products to Europe.